Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1279. Visible translated text is as follows. 237 cross-examination. The bruises on the head, the evidence of strangulation and other injuries about the head are other possible factors which must be taken into consideration. Anything which disturbs the circulation of the blood or hinders the action of the nerves controlling the stomach, especially the secretion, prevents the development of the characteristics found in normal digestion 1 hour after a meal. I mean by mechanical condition of the stomach, no change in the size or thickness or opening into the intestines or size or thickness of intestines. The test should be made with absolute accuracy with these acids. The color test is generally accepted. A man's eye has to be absolutely correct to make the color test. The degree of acidity in a normal stomach varies from 30 to 45 degrees, according to the stomach and what is in it. The formaldehyde would make no change on the physical property on the pancreatic juice found in the small intestine after death. There would be hardly any change on its chemical property. When it comes in contact with the formaldehyde, it is supposed to be preserved. It has some neutralizing effect on the alkali present. That decomposes in time after death, unless hindered by some preservative. The hydrochloric acids in the stomach also disappear if the stomach has disintegrated and the preservative has disappeared. It disappears like the other fluids and tissues of the body, unless hindered by some preservative agent. Sometimes digestion is delayed a good deal, even in a normal stomach, by insufficient mastication, too much diluting of the juices, or anything that hinders the operation of the mechanical effect. Insufficient mastication is one of the commonest causes, also the taking of too much liquid. Fatigue occasioned by extensive walking would hinder it. If the walking was not too extensive to produce fatigue, it would help digestion in a normal stomach. Insufficient mastication is the worst cause of delayed digestion. My estimate was that the cabbage was found an hour after the process of digestion had begun. I did not undertake to say when the digestion began. You can't tell by looking at food in a bottle how much the failure to masticate it delayed digestion in hours and minutes. It would be just an estimate. The physical appearance of that cabbage, Defendant's Exhibit 89, shows indigestion by the layer, character and size, and area of separation between, and the character and arrangement of the layers below. The mere fact that it was vomited up would be proof positive that no scientific opinion could be made about it. To make a scientific test, I would have to test the mechanism of the stomach, the time it was in there, and the degree and presence of the different acids. The chocolate milk would not naturally stay in a normal stomach 5 or 6 hours. The cabbage would stay in a normal empty stomach where there was a tomato also 3 or 4 hours. I never made any test of Mary Fagan's stomach and examined the contents of it.